Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Sig Greenbaum, founder of NOLA by NOLA and CEO of SigFest Events. Sig, welcome to the show.
Hello, Noel. How are you?
Well, it's that time of year again, Sig. Hope you've had a good year. But let's remind folks how NOLA by NOLA started and for what reason.
Well, first of all, thanks as always for having me on. You know, you were there from day one with us, so thank you for your continuous support. You know, 5 years ago, coming out of the pandemic in 2021, you know, Jazz Fest canceled their fall version, and if you remember correctly, it was supposed to be Jazz Fest, 2 weeks of Jazz Fest, 2 weeks of French Quarter Fest, Buku Voodoo, and Fried Chicken Festival was going to be the fall of 2021 in New Orleans. It was going to be the most amazing comeback of all time coming out of the pandemic. Like, can you even imagine that now? But unfortunately, it all got canceled, and so the idea was, you know, if we could tell the Jazz Fest audience to come to New Orleans, don't cancel your plane ticket, don't cancel your hotel reservation, don't cancel your dinner reservations. We are open and have live music. If we could bundle that together and communicate that, you know, the venues who were and musicians who were so counting on that fall festival run for late night gigs and shows and all the things that come with the lifestyle of that career and that in those industries, if we could do this and create a coalition of venues and musicians, maybe we could salvage, you know, the opportunity. And we were just very fortunate with the idea that New Orleans and Company stepped up and were 100% behind it and chose to support it. And it was, you know, the first year we had around 30 venues, and this year we've got, I think, 54 venues, and over the course of 11 nights, we'll do over 300 shows with hundreds of musicians in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite the story, right? And it's not like the challenges have gone away. The challenges are just different. So the motivation to begin with is still there. Like right now, you know, the economy, people are concerned, a whole host of reasons. Airline industry's been a little difficult, you know, so another situation there. New Orleans and Company's been doing a great job trying to stay ahead of the curve as it relates to visitations. They had a great 2024, but it's always a challenge and a lot more competition today than ever.
Well, it's really interesting because all of that is absolutely true. You know, the first year we did it, it was out of necessity. The second year we did it, it had some energy and everybody kind of enjoyed it and it felt like a good thing. And then the summers became a little bit longer and the economy, to your point, has changed. You know, venues and musicians are struggling and so it's become, again, this idea of a coalition, it just means that much more to everyone. And it's really incredible because the thing that I find so amazing is, you know, I'm in and out of music venues almost every night, and I walk in and like the door guy's wearing a Nola by Nola shirt, or the guy playing acoustic, you know, guitar in the corner is wearing one. And it's really become this thing that, you know, from the venue side and from the musician side and everybody who is part of that, you know, live entertainment, cultural bearer community has really embraced it. And we're really excited about that. That's just been so important to the growth of this.
So, anything different this year?
Well, let's see what I got for you. You know, you may remember.
I know one thing that you got that, and I don't think y'all have done this before, but maybe. Let me just jump in. I don't mean to interrupt.
Go for it.
But
no,
I was looking at the website. I was looking at the website the other day, and up pops up a notice, Big Frieda with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. Has that happened before? It has?
They have done it before, and they don't do it often, and we're very fortunate for it to be happening during NOLA by NOLA. It's that first Friday night, Friday the 26th of September. It's at the Orpheum. It really is an amazing show. And an
amazing venue, too. The acoustics in the Orpheum, I think, is second to none.
And I will give you a little insider tip if you're not aware of it. Underneath the Orpheum, their old ice room is basically a speakeasy down there called the Double Dealer. And they have music, and they're one of our NOLA by NOLA venues. And it's a great place to go pre-show, post-show. On any night there's a show at the Orpheum. But the big Frieda show, and Frieda is having quite the moment with her gospel record. And is, you know, I think we've all said this like a couple times over and over again over the years. She's blowing up. Well, she's blowing up again. You know, she's just in a great moment. So, yeah, that'll be a very special show. The LPO has been very supportive of NOLA by NOLA, so we're looking forward to that one.
Well, back to my original question, and what's new?
Well, something that's really new and we're really, really excited about, and it really goes back to the economics of live music and entertainment in general and people's wallet. The past 2 years, you may or may not remember, we did a thing called NOLA by No Cover. And that was a single day on Frenchman Street. And the idea was we opened up 10 or 12 of the venues on Frenchman Street at noon, most which are never open before 8 o'clock. And it was free to get into those venues, and we had music programming happening all day. What we decided to do this year was to evolve the idea of NOLA by No Cover, because the idea of offering free music seems like a great idea. And we've made it so this year NOLA by No Cover is a program that's happening all 11 days of NOLA by NOLA, which if you see NOLA by No Cover on a show or hear somebody mention that, that means that show is free. And what's really incredible about it is when we started to build this and we put this in front of the venues, they really embraced it. And over the 11 days of NOLA by NOLA, we actually have 84 NOLA by No Cover shows. And they're of all different sizes and all different type of venues in all types of situations. But it's really amazing to have that much free music in this whole celebration of New Orleans, you know, culture and music. And it plays into one of the things that we have been saying now for a minute, which is NOLA by NOLA is every genre, every neighborhood, every night. And now if we can give it to people for free on top of everything, well, hopefully that gets people out, and maybe people aren't normally, you know, who don't normally go out for live music will say, well, that's a free show. I could see John Boutte play on the corner at Bywater Bakery. I'm going to go do that at noon on Saturday. Like, that's what we're hoping it does. And this is a really big new initiative to NOLA by NOLA.
That's a great idea, really. you know, and it gives everyone an opportunity to visit a bunch of places that they probably have never been before. I mean, I know that's how it's worked for me.
Yeah, for sure. And it really is a lot of places that might not be on your normal hit list of places that you would go. A great example of that, I'll give you a few real quickly. Piano Night with BC Coogan at the Saturn Bar, Mia Borders at Bank Street Bar. We're doing something that we're very excited about with Morning 40 Federation at Snake and Jake's in the backyard. We've got LSD Clown System at Vaughn's, John Boutte, as I mentioned, at the Bywater Bakery, and a show that I have a feeling you'd probably enjoy, James Andrews at Atchafalaya. And it really is every size venue and every opportunity and different times of day too, day and night. And that'll be on, the whole list of these shows will be on NOLAXNOLA.com, the website for people to check out.
So I was, again, on the website, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, I don't know, are there 348 different offerings?
There are.
Am I reading
there
this?
There are. We say 300
shows. It's incredible.
And what's wild about this year is we've really...
I mean, are you not exhausted already?
I am so tired right now. and so many of these things, like I said to my wife, like, hey, I got to go to a meeting, and it's a music venue, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, and as we're planning these things. And one of the other things that we're trying to lean into with NOLA by NOLA is this experience is truly only in New Orleans. And we want to highlight New Orleans at its highest. And what we've really tasked the venues to do, and what we're doing with this, is we're adding special guests to as many shows as we possibly can. So even like the Tuesday night show that the Rebirth Brass Band does at the Rabbit Hole, their Tuesday night show this year during NOLA by NOLA will include Big Chief, Big Chief Monk Boudreaux and the Golden Eagles. So Mardi Gras Indians with Rebirth on a Tuesday night at the Rabbit Hole. That is a really great moment and celebration. And throughout this, we added Irma Thomas to a couple of shows, including Chawa. They're playing their new record live at the Toulouse Theater, and Irma's going to sit in. She's on one of their songs, so she's going to do a song or two with them. Also, Erica Falls is doing a show at Chickiwawa, which is a great, great venue, an intimate venue, and it's a tribute to Curtis Mayfield. And Irma Thomas is going to be there for a couple of songs with people like Tank from Tank and the Bangas and Shamar Allen and Jameson Ross. It's an endless list of guest upon guest. And that's what we want it to be. We just want it to be the all-you-can-eat buffet of New Orleans culture and music and, you know, all the things that come with that.
And one of the other things that's really neat about this is you just talked about these collaborations that you know about that are pre-planned, but there's a lot of them that just happen, right? I mean, people show up and collaborate with others, and you never know what's going to end up being on, you know, who's going to end up being on the stage.
It's really funny you say that, because for all the work that we're doing on our side and trying to create these moments, every now and then I see something get posted on social media. I'm like, well, I didn't know that was happening. I didn't expect that. That's fantastic. You know, like who wouldn't want that? So that's part of this idea that the musicians and the venues are really leaning in to make it special. Coming out of the summer, and, you know, the summer lasts a little bit longer now, and it is now becoming this kickoff to the season, and I think that's been the thing that I most enjoy hearing back from the venue owners, who really feel that this is a really positive thing for them and, of course, for the musicians.
You know, it's an opportunity as well. I mean, I know that you know about Tales of the Cocktail, but what happens with this, too, is that you get exposed to so many places where there's dining and obviously the spirits that are served that for a lot of folks, they never heard of some of the places, right?
Oh, for sure. And that goes back to trying to really spread this out. We don't have a single thing that we're trying to be. I mean, we have burlesque, we have comedy, we have, you know, every genre of music is really represented here. And that's what is beautiful. And it only highlights what this city offers every single night of the year. You know, we're taking something and putting a spotlight on it and creating an energy around it. And that's very exciting. But at the end of the day, if you dropped in New Orleans on a crummy Wednesday in, you know, whatever month, you know, and when I say crummy, I just mean not a Mardi Gras, not a jazz fest, not a French Quarter festival, nothing citywide. It's just you landed here from Portland for the Dennis Convention. If you walked out of your comfort zone for 1 second, you could find all of this. You could absolutely go to 3 or 4 different venues in a night and experience jazz, hip hop, rock and roll, DJs and bounce and burlesque, and the list just goes on. And so we're just taking it and trying to put a little gasoline on the fire and make it really something that people feel is like a citywide celebration of our own. You know, NOLA by NOLA, the name comes from New Orleanians helping New Orleanians. That was one of the other key parts of this in this coalition that when we talked to New Orleans and Company was the idea that not only do we need to get people who are coming in, you know, who are supposed to travel here to participate, but really we really need, you know, locals to go out and see live music because people don't do it every night. It's not, you know, people have gotten used to being at home. People have, you know, there is economic factors. There's all these things that make it tough for people to, you know, go out to a 9 o'clock show, somewhere, you know, in the Bywater. So the idea of NOLA by NOLA is that thing that I've always said, and I think you've definitely, spoken to this too. Nobody is more there for their neighbors and friends like New Orleanians. When the call comes in, you're there. And that's what NOLA by NOLA is. It's a celebration of us taking care of our own. And again, New Orleanians helping New Orleanians were people who have New Orleans in their heart from far away, who love the city because they've been to Jazz Fest or Mardi Gras or French Quarter Fest or Blues and Barbecue, and they feel a connection to it. And that's really what we're leaning into.
You may or may not know this. I grew up in the Hispanic culture. My mother's from Central America, Nicaragua. Grew up listening to Latin music, love Latin music. There seems to be, you talked about the multiple genres of music that y'all are offering, and there seems to be a few more offerings as it relates to Latin music this year.
Yeah, there's some Latin music happening for sure. There's Cuban music happening. There is so much music, I can't even begin to lay it out for you, but on New Orleans, on NOLA by NOLA, NOLAXNOLA.com, you can take a good look at it. But, you know, for example, and if I can bring it up to give you the exact example, because it's a long list of shows, at the Columns, they're doing Cuba plus Africa. It features Victor Campbell and Bill Summers. It's 5 p.m. on Sunday, September 28th, a great afternoon of cultural music. It's free. It's a NOLA by NOLA cover show. As you dig through this, you know, there's all these, you know, nooks and crannies of international music. I think at Snug Harbor we have something. I know NOLA Domino has a Latin show with a Trin band. Like, there's a lot of that, and you, if you explore, you will find it, for sure.
No doubt, for sure. Great lineup, folks. Starts September 25th through October the 5th. 348 offerings, I think, is what it is. Some crazy
I've lost count, to be honest with you. So that sounds great.
I mean, Yeah, 348 offerings. I mean, if you can't find something in this list that you like, it just doesn't exist, right? And if you go to NOLA by NOLA, it's a great website, and it goes day by day by day by day, and you can get a quick view of what the offering is, the time, and everything else. Really well done. As always, Sid Greenbaum, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with NOLA by NOLA this year.
Well, thank you so much. And don't forget, Big Sam Tipitina's on Saturday the 27th.
I already got it marked down. I got my little Nia Jones days marked down as well. So.
All right, well, I'll see you there.
All righty. Thank you so much, sir. Sid Greenbaum, founder of NOLA by NOLA and CEO of SigFest Events. We will be right back. We'll go to the talk lines. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 when we return. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome back, folks. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Remember that you can follow us at Facebook at the Newell Norman Show or on Twitter at Newell WWL. And we're going to be live, broadcasting live tomorrow from Dini Seafood in Bucktown for Shuck and Tell, a celebration of the Louisiana oyster. We'll kick off Oyster Night, an annual event aimed at raising awareness about Louisiana's robust oyster industry while also recycling oyster shells to support coastal restoration. And we'll feature special guests like Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, Jerry Bologna, the head of JEDCO, Troy Gilbert with the Chef's Brigade, Weldon Danos from the Grand Isle Port Commission, and a whole lot more. So don't miss us tomorrow, Dini Seafood. Come on by tomorrow and tell us hello from 10 to 1. And let's celebrate the comeback of the oyster industry in Jefferson with JEDCO and WWL. And I think they're going to be running some specials there at Dini's tomorrow while we are there. And I know that I will get an opportunity to partake of some of the off-bottom oysters that will be served there tomorrow, and I'm very much looking forward to that as well. And also, if you'd like to win some tickets to the Saints game when the Black and Gold come back after their two-game stand away because they play the Seahawks this Sunday at 3:05 and the Bills the following Sunday at 12 noon. They come back to play the Giants here at noon in the Caesars Superdome. And you can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. If you have not had his food, his delicacies, you're missing out. All overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter. One time every day for your chance to win Saints-Giants tickets from Saints Radio WWL. Wanted to remind folks again, early voting starts September 27th. So not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. It's closed on Sunday, so the 28th it's closed. It would reopen on the 29th to the following Saturday, October the 4th of 2025. So you want to take advantage of that, certainly. And we're going to continue our series with the City Services Coalition next Tuesday, and I think we're going to have one more date as well. We're trying to do all of this before early voting starts so that we can put in front of you information that's important to this election process, right? And hopefully you'll get out to vote. Last night was a forum on WWL TV that, you know, there was an opportunity for the three candidates to reveal themselves, their stand on certain things. Didn't seem to me that they really got down into granular details. They talked about a lot of aspirational projects and things that they want to put into place. I think the real where the rubber meets the road is how we're going to finance it. I heard a lot about spend. I heard a lot about the state needing to step up in this area, that area, the Fed needing to step up in this area or that area. But what I did not hear a lot about is prioritization of these issues, especially when it comes to funding and financing. And, you know, there's been some mixed reviews on the state of the budget for the city. In fact, there was a most recent article where a national group was looking at the budget of the city versus how the legislative auditors view of the state of the state. The reality is that there are revenue items, expenditure items, right? We talked a lot about what we would spend, what we would do as far as programs, whether it's more employees, more affordable housing, the funding and financing of more programs, but not a lot of discussion as to where this money's going to come from. And, you know, when we consider that we're really behind the eight ball as it relates to the infrastructure with the sewage and water board, you know, we've got this new power plant that's coming online that's above ground. There's a lot below the ground that we know has to be replaced. Don't know whether or not there's a multi-year plan to address that. How many dollars are we going to put towards that effort? Because it's got to be a big number. Or otherwise, we are looking at a 30-year deal. And if we continue to have the issues that we're having with this Band-Aid approach, and I don't mean that in a critical, from a criticism standpoint, because the reality is that today's elected leaders, they inherited this mess. I mean, this mess has been compounding itself for decades, where we've never stopped and said, okay, we have to provide more dollars to improve the infrastructure or will never catch up. And when you think about it, is if you got a 30-year plan, by the time that you get through that period of time in replacing what is already 100 years old in some cases, that stuff that you put in new, by the time you get to the end of this 30-year plan, it's time to replace that. We have to do it in a more accelerated fashion because the crisis is now. I mean, we see the out-migration. It's not cheap to live here between insurance and flood insurance and taxes, and a whole lot of those issues that are presented. People are leaving. And they're not looking for little small incremental changes to be made. They're looking for broad-based impact-type changes to happen to the infrastructure. And it was interesting last night that all three of the candidates, where they did agree on a lot, is the failures of the past. And it's going to require a whole different perspective. But I say this, and I don't mean it in a negative way. We have to set priorities, and we have to hold true to the financing of those priorities. And we can't deviate. Because the moment we deviate, we're behind the eight ball yet again. And it's what I liked about the City Services Coalition report is they focused on five areas, five critical service areas that I don't think that there's much debate that these are the five most important critical service areas that we're facing right now and that we need to fund it. And we need to find out what the sweet spot funding is, what we can achieve, how we can go about executing on that plan sooner rather than later. Because otherwise we'll never catch up. And yes, that means that there will be diminished financing and funding for other programs. And I don't mean to sound cold-hearted, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. At some point in time, we need leaders that are going to be willing to consume political capital for the greater good, because the investment today is exponentially more important, because we are at, and I hate these cliches, but it's true, a defining moment, because the statistics are showing us, the data is showing us that people are leaving. Right? And we have so much to offer here, and in spite of that, I mean, I just spent a half hour talking to Sid Greenbaum. This has been a huge program that they put together with New Orleans and Company, another organization that puts their money where their mouth is, and they get involved and they create these opportunities. And this thing has carried on to 5 years, getting bigger and bigger, more and more offerings, incredible time. And you just heard they wanted to make sure that they offered stuff for free. I mean, they've got all these offerings for free. You don't get that in other cities. It doesn't happen that way. I promise you. It just doesn't. So they have this NOLA by no cover opportunity. And in spite of that and all the free fares, the festivals, I mean, you can entertain yourself in this city for, like, very little money. You hit New Orleans and Company website, you hit some other websites, and you're going to find something to do every weekend, and you're not going to be coming, you know, out of pocket with cover charges, this, that, or otherwise, free music, free entertainment. It's unbelievable. But yet we're still not cheap enough here to live. And that's where the focus has to be, on these five areas. And that's what I was looking to hear from these candidates. we can talk about all these aspirational goals, but where's the money from? How is that going to happen? In order for us to catch up, we're going to have to execute at a very high level of proficiency. If we think that we're going to gain the confidence of the electorate to increase fees or whatever, or taxes, quite frankly. And what I did not hear last night from anybody, not once, was revenue enhancement. Revenue enhancement meaning, other than the passing of new taxes or increased fees, revenue enhancement to make sure or ensure that we do an operational audit of the Department of Revenue and we make sure that we're collecting every red cent that we can possibly collect. And in that first 100 days, actually in the first 10 days, I can tell you, if I was elected mayor, that's where I would be looking first. Because if we're leaving money under the table, I want it swept up and put on top of the table and deposited and counted and moving forward. Very few sales tax audits done in the city. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. If I'm going to hire people, the first people I'm hiring are auditors to go out and conduct sales tax audits to make sure that we're getting the dollars that we're due. The public voted on this for a reason, to finance the operations of government and these critical services. The obligation of your government leaders is to make sure that they're actually collecting it. And they're holding people accountable. And it's the only way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
That we can ensure the financial viability moving forward. If we pass another increase in sales taxes, what good is it if we're only collecting at a rate that's less than optimal? We need to make sure that we optimize these operations. Didn't hear any of that. None of that. It's not a popular topic, right? But you're running for mayor. You got to put on the big boy, big girl pants and get after it. Because there's just not a lot of dollars hanging around waiting to jump into the pockets of city leaders. It's not there. We've lost the public trust. This mayor has successfully lost the public trust. So whoever comes on the heel of this mayor is at a significant disadvantage. One would think, yeah, the bar's low. Not going to have to do a whole lot to look better than this mayor. Kind of the wrong mindset, because the trust isn't there. You got to manage and massage the public trust carefully, because if you lose it, you have to work three times as hard to get it back. And quite frankly, because of the lack of efficiency that we see right now in city government, it's going to be damn hard to get it back. Not impossible, but damn hard. Really hard. This mayor's created a climate within city government of a kind of a laissez-faire attitude. We're not fighting for our piece of the pie. We play like we are. The whole fair share thing. And then on the heels of that, we turn around and we do a deal with the Wisner Foundation that's contrary to the best interests of the city of New Orleans. And we have yet to hear from the mayor as to why. She has yet to offer up an explanation for doing something contrary to the charter and being held accountable for it. Millions of dollars. Why is that? How could we let someone get away with that? But it's this attitude and this culture that we've developed in, of this laissez-faire attitude. You know, it's not our money. Why am I worried about it? I want it to go into a certain fund so I have complete and total discretion and control over this money. Damn the public. Damn the electorate. Who gives a hell? I hope whoever wins in this election is ready. You're going to have a short period of time to get after it. And to get after it in a wholehearted, meaningful way. And it's why I was a little disappointed as to the position that all three of them took last night as it relates to the National Guard. What do we have to lose? If the federal government is willing to pay for it, why would you look that gift horse in the mouth? Please don't tell me that you're playing the partisan politics. Please don't tell me that the Trump derangement syndrome, that this is all that this is about. We should be exploring this opportunity to make sure that we can save money, maybe gain some efficiencies with the utilization of the National Guard and federal dollars paying for it. How could that possibly be a bad deal? If that's the shade of things to come, I'm not certain we're going to gain the public trust again. Not at all. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels. Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.